What if Jesus showed up to your Sunday night service today? I know we talk about resurrection morning, but not many talk about what happened that night of the resurrection. Resurrection night was a huge event for the disciples. I'm afraid if Jesus showed up to one of our 21st century Sunday evening church services, he wouldn't find many there going on. And Jesus had an important Sunday night message for the church. Today we have landed in our 260 journey on John chapter 20. It's resurrection day, but it's not the morning, it's the evening. Let me read you the passage in verse 19. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." The Sunday evening church service is slowly fading out of church life today. I grew up in a time when Sunday night service was the service to go to. There would be less traditional hymns and more choruses. There were water baptisms, altar calls for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And as a child, the best was there and was always possible that there would be an afterglow. Us old timers know that means eating after church in the fellowship hall. Since I grew up in the church, I can tell you that I have been water baptized on a Sunday night, filled with the Holy Spirit on a Sunday night, seen great gospel bands and Christian movies on a Sunday night, and most importantly, in my youth, eaten good cake and punch on a Sunday night. Traditionally, Sunday night service was a little more casual for the members, but it was a night that allowed more freedom and had a great expectation for the Holy Spirit to move. Unfortunately, today, the Sunday night service is becoming an extinct species. Let me say, I'm not saying there is something magical about Sunday night. I'm just talking about what I experienced. I'm also talking about the time Jesus chose to give a really important direction to his disciples. Many of us pastors dread the Sunday night service when the morning service is a holiday service, such as Mother's Day and Easter. Most people have no motivation to go back to church those nights, especially after eating a big meal and meeting with the family on holiday Sundays. Thank God for the resurrection of Jesus did not take place in our time, or Jesus would have had to accomplish everything in the morning service because no one would have been at the night service. And yet, resurrection night was just as important as resurrection morning. It's the evening that Jesus offered a three-point message, and every point was exactly the same. Point number one, verse 19, peace be with you. Point number two, verse 21, peace be with you. And point number three, verse 26, peace be with you. Jesus comes to the house of the disciples, closed doors and all, looks a little like our churches on Sunday night, but this is Jesus, so he walks through the walls. The doors are shut, yet Jesus gets in. The risen Christ doesn't know the barricades of locked doors or even locked hearts. The risen Christ is not limited by our closed windows and even our closed minds. I've always appreciated the suggestion of C.S. Lewis that the risen Jesus could walk through walls because he was more real than them, in the same way that an airline can move through clouds that look so solid. What was so significant about resurrection evening? Each of the three times he stated, peace be with you, was important. The first peace be with you was a challenge to bring Christianity outside the walls of our meeting places. The disciples were afraid, and Jesus told them, in essence, don't meet in your little clique. There's a whole world out there that needs to know that I'm alive, so go in peace. The second time Jesus says, peace be with you, is verse 21, and it comes with the breathing of the Holy Spirit on them. He was essentially saying, not only am I sending you out beyond these walls, I will not send you alone. You will have the Holy Spirit going with you so you can go in peace. When we go outside our religious walls, we go with his presence. And finally, the third peace be with you is verse 26, and it's pretty special. This one came 8 days later. Let's read it. After 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors having been shut, and stood in their midst and said for the third time, peace be with you. Jesus' statement came 8 days later for one man, Thomas. Verse 24 tells us that for point one and two, Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them. So Jesus comes 8 days later to say the same words. Why? Because one guy needed to hear it. Just when you think, I blew it, I messed up, I missed God, Jesus shows up again. Jesus died for the world, but most importantly, Jesus died for me and Thomas and you. I think Jesus offered a point three for just one guy. Resurrection night doesn't even get any props, but it should, because we need to hear Jesus's three-point message that starts with peace be with you.